welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned in again, this time to our broadcast. We're picking up our study here in Luke chapter 12. Luke chapter 12, verse number 49. Luke 12, verse number 49. The Lord has talked about the servants that are to be watching, and he tells about how it is, the contrast between those that believe the Lord and what he has said, and that he's coming back, those that do not, and how they just take upon themselves to do whatever they want to. Peter is asked, are you talking to us, or are you talking to everybody, Lord? And so the Lord continues to expound more about it. He talks here about children and punishment for disobedience as children. And then he talks about the division. And we're going to pick up with that again here this time in verse number 49. I am come to send fire on the earth, the Lord Jesus says, and what will I if it already be kindled? It's already at hand, even in the day of his ministry. I have a baptism, but I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how am I straitened till it be accomplished? This word straitened is talking about him being compressed or arrested or preoccupied. See, Jesus is submitting himself to the baptism of suffering and of death for the sins of his people. The payment, the sacrifice, the shedding of blood, the pouring out of his soul into death for the sake of sinners. And so that is the baptism that the water baptism that we administer here at Olmsted Baptist Church points to. The baptism is a token, it's a type, it's a shadow telling about the baptism that the Lord undertook, not when he was baptized by John. There's not power in the water. There's power in the blood. Power in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. He was baptized, immersed in suffering. He was baptized in sin, in that he was laid, the sins of his people was laden upon him. He was made to be sin for us who knew no sin. Jesus Christ, being the innocent one, the only innocent man, the only man without sin, and yes, he's God, but yes, he's man, was made out to be the worst sinner that there ever was, because he bore the sins of his people to Calvary. He gave his life, he shed his blood, he poured out his soul unto death, he gave up the ghost, his body was offered as a sacrifice for our sins. And so that is the baptism that water baptism points to. Without the baptism of Jesus, water baptism means nothing. But of Jesus having accomplished his gospel, having done those things that he did some 2,000 years ago, sinners repent of their sins and trust in Christ, the Lord saves their soul. And you know what? By that water baptism, they show publicly that they identify with the Savior that died for them, was buried for them, and rose from the grave for them. Hallelujah. And so he says, I've got a baptism to be baptized with. He's in a strait till it be accomplished. Verse 51, suppose ye I am come to give peace on earth. I tell you, but I've come, nay, but rather division. There's no peace, love, and harmony about Christ. Oh, hey, there's peace with God by salvation through Jesus. Love? The love of God is truly known by the Savior. Harmony, indeed. What a blessing it is to be in harmony with your Creator and your Lord. But I tell you what, without Christ, there is none. And those that are defiant and loving their sin, Christ does nothing but bring a division between the truth and between the wicked. He says there's going to be five in a house, two divided against three, three against two. It's going to be that way. Verse 53, father divided against his son against the father, the mother against the daughter against the mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. There's just going to be a division indeed. The Lord, in verse number 42 of this chapter, through verse number 46, he told about the servants that watched and the servants that didn't watch. A division. One believed, the other did not. And so that's what the Lord has come to bring. How, where do you stand in regards to the Lord Jesus Christ? Because the fence is not an option. You don't stand on the fence regarding the Lord Jesus Christ and His Word and His Gospel. Then we come to this of discernment. Listen to what He says here. And He said, verse 54, and He said also to the people, when you see a cloud rise out of the west, straightway you say, there cometh a shower. And so it is. And when you see the south wind blow, you say, there will be heat. And it cometh to pass. Ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky and the face of the earth, but how is it that ye cannot discern this time? Yea, and why even of yourselves judge ye not what is right? And so here, the Lord makes a declaration about the lack of discernment. He says, you can tell about all the weather, you got that all figured out. But when it comes to these spiritual things, things more important than the weather, you don't have a clue. You do not have a clue. He says, oh, you can't even judge what's right. And then he says this. He says this in verse number 58, sinner, flee the wrath to come. And when thou goest with thine adversary to the magistrate, as thou art in the way, give diligence that thou mayest be delivered from him, lest he hail thee to the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officer, and the officer cast thee into prison. I tell thee, thou shalt not depart thence from the prison till thou hast paid the very last mite. So the Lord says something here in a parabolistic type of way. He says, when you're in the way, when thou goest with thine adversary to the magistrate, as thou art in the way, see, this way is us living life and us going with our adversary to the magistrate. Our Lord Jesus is our judge. The Lord Jesus Christ is the judge of men and of sinners. And if you leave out of this life with nothing but your sins, you're going to appear before your adversary, the judge, the Lord Jesus Christ, with nothing to say. But our Lord Jesus says, while you're in the way, give diligence that thou mayest be delivered from your adversary. See, the adversary of sinners is the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Savior and who is the judge. He's the adversary of wicked sinners, unrepentant, rebellious against the Word of God and His command. That it is the Lord that is the adversary of men. Oh, Brother Jim, I thought the devil was my adversary. Well, that Satan, as Scripture tells us, is the adversary of those who are redeemed, those who are saved by the Lord Jesus. The adversary of sinners is God Almighty. He's angry with the wicked every day. And it's really something how the God Almighty and the righteous indignation of God has been watered down so to where God is represented as a God, as one in heaven that's just trying to do something. God has never tried to do anything. God has worked to fulfill His perfect will in everything. God Almighty will not be thwarted by you and me. He will not be thwarted whatsoever by you and me. Great works of men and great accomplishments, great wealth and control of men and the resources of this world, that means nothing to the Lord. He created it all. It's all His. It was His before the first man was planted there in the Garden of Eden. And you know what? If it won't come to pass this way, but if it would come to pass that every man would die, it'd still be the Lord's, because we will have come and gone from this earth, from this dirt ball. The Lord says, when you go with your adversary to the magistrate, as you are in the way, that is of life, give diligence that thou mayest be delivered from him, from the adversary, from the magistrate. Okay? Sinner, you need to flee the wrath to come. While there's life and while there's the Lord Jesus, you need to repent of your sins and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Because listen what happens. Lest he hail thee to the judge. the adversary and the magistrate, who all happen to be the same, and the judge is the same, that is the Lord Jesus. And the judge delivered thee to the officer, and the officer cast thee into prison. See, with our Lord Jesus, he's prophet, priest, and king. He's judge of all souls. And he's the one that sinners that are unrepentant and do not believe and not receive him and believe in his gospel for the salvation of their souls, him and his gospel for the salvation of their souls, you will face Christ. And see, what's being put here, it's a multi-step thing that's being described in this parable type of fashion, in a parabolistic type of way. But what's being shown here is once the process starts, you can't stop it. It's appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. That's what the scripture says. So you leave out of this life, you leave out of this way, unrepentant, not receiving Christ as Savior. And you know what? Once the process after death, the process gets started, you are heading for that prison. The name or what that prison is called in the scriptures is hell. Hell and the lake of fire. Men are in hell. You know, Cain is still in hell today. Yeah, he murdered his brother 6,000 years ago, and Cain is still in hell. He will have a little reprieve, I believe, once he's brought up for judgment, that it tells us in Revelation chapter 20, and judged there out of the books, which I believe are the books of the Bible, the law of God, and the book of life, and will be judged according to his works. And you know what? Then he'll go into the lake of fire forever and ever and ever. That's the prison that the Lord is speaking about here. So the parable is, while you're walking in this life, and your adversary, you go with him to the magistrate, he says, look to be delivered from your adversary. Work it out. Work it out with your adversary. Don't get into this system that once it starts rolling, cannot be stopped. What the Lord's saying is get right with him. Now, where there's life, while there's hope, while there's help in Christ, now, be delivered from your adversary. You know how it is for the children of God? Jesus is their Savior, no longer an adversary. Even called one of his names, the Everlasting Father. He's our brother, our Savior, our Father, our friend, and our Redeemer. You know, he's no longer our adversary. You know, for this child of God and that one that is saved, you know who is their adversary then? Satan himself. He's the accuser of the brethren. He's looking to tear down the lives of the people of the Lord. What's he say here? Once this process gets going, you stand before the magistrate and the judge. You're found guilty. This thing keeps rolling right along and you cannot stop it. You'll land in prison and hell. And he says, I tell thee that thou shalt not depart from thence till thou hast paid the very last mite, the smallest amount of money. The thing is, sinner, you can't pay for your sins. You'll never get the job done. You've got nothing that the Lord will receive. Repent of your sins and believe and trust in our Lord Jesus Christ. I see that our time is long gone for now. May the Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.